It took more than a year, but in May, Alaska wildlife troopers finally charged seven men with Juneau ties for a slew of hunting crimes and one fishing violation. Troopers say abusive hunters undermine management of the state's wildlife resources, and that investigating and prosecuting more complex cases like these sends a message that it's not okay. KTOO's Quentin Chandler reports.
It's hard to get a hold of Trooper Jake Abbott during the summer. He's just back from a two-week boat patrol between Juneau and Ketchikan. But when he did pick up the phone, he said his investigation report on the seven-man hunting spree was nearly 20 pages. He says they're generally closer to two.
Definitely the most tedious investigation I've had to conduct, as well as the most in-depth and thorough.
In February last year, the wildlife troopers heard a tip that during the 2015 deer hunting season, a group of friends took hunting trips south of Juneau into Stevens Passage near Admiralty Island and to the west into Cross Sound near Elfin Cove. The source said they killed a lot of deer and broke a lot of laws in the process. These aren't people crimes, but Abbott says they're important because they hurt the state's efforts to protect its living resources, and the rules give hunters and fishermen a level playing field. The troopers looked for digital evidence, text messages, and ritual post-hunt pictures. They looked for leftover deer and antlers, and they held a lot of interviews. Abbott says the more they learned, the bigger the case got. He compared it to a tree.
You start at the roots, and then as the case grows, it starts branching out, and all these other violations for other things start getting found.
Abbott says one big problem was the group shot deer from a boat, which he says is easier than tracking an animal on land. It's also illegal, unless you're a hunter with a special permit, because you have a disability or your age prevents you from getting out and tracking an animal down.
People shooting deer from the boat tends to lead to what we call higher wounding loss, which means an animal gets wounded, the hunter either made a poor shot or didn't realize they hit it, and the deer runs off.
The deer might run into the woods, die out of sight, and then that meat is wasted. Abbott says you're also not giving the animal a fair chance. Many times, he says the deer doesn't even realize it's in danger. He says other hunters who follow the rules don't have a lot of love for people who do this. Abbott says some of the hunters also abused the proxy hunting system. Proxy hunters can stand in for elderly or disabled Alaskans.
For example, you were an elderly person. You could designate me as your proxy hunter. You could go fill out a form. I would have to sign it with you. You could then give me your hunting license and your deer tags, and in addition to harvesting my deer, my four deer that I'd be allowed depending on where I'm at, I could go out and also harvest your deer.
Both people have to be residents. In this case, Abbott says a resident who was proxy hunting wanted to help his non-resident friend kill more deer without paying for them. He says when the non-resident killed deer, the friends reported they were taken by proxy. Non-residents can take four deer in the areas the group hunted, but they have to buy small wire tags to fix on each deer they kill. In 2015, Abbott says non-resident deer tags cost $150 each. He says if every hunter avoided paying for those tags, there would be a ripple effect.
Number one, we're not getting accurate harvest data back to fishing game on who harvested what, where, and when.
Second, Abbott says the Department of Fish and Game gets federal matching dollars from selling tags and hunting licenses under the Pittman-Robertson Act.
And pretty much what that act does is for every license, tag, and other items that are purchased, that purchase gets multiplied by three, and the Department of Fish and Game receives those funds for management of the resource.
Troopers also charged individuals in the hunting party with unlawful possession of game, giving the state false hunting reports, taking too many deer, and illegally catching a halibut. It's unclear how many deer the group killed. Abbott says most of the offenses are misdemeanors. He says members of the group may temporarily lose their hunting privileges. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Daniel Collins of Oklahoma didn't make his court appearance. He's wanted on a $500 arrest warrant. Benjamin Olson, Mackenzie Wilson, and Wyatt Weimer, all from Juneau, pled no contest to their charges. They were ordered to pay fines and restitution ranging from $650 to over $1,000. Grantley Moore, Tyler Matthews, and Anis Sadeghi, all from Juneau, pled not guilty. Their trials are scheduled for September 19th. Matthews and Moore's lawyers decided not to comment. Sadeghi could not be reached for comment.